This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
And that theme means one thing. It's April Mansfield from Event Cinemas to tell us the releases. I think we've got two today. Good morning, April.
Good morning, Paul.
We've got two?
Yes, we do. We surely do. Now, no horrors today, unfortunately for me. But we've got some action films that everyone's going to love. We got one for More the Girls with Charlie's Angels.
Oh, Charlie's Angels. Of course, it started off as a TV series, and then we've had a few. This is a different cast again, isn't it, from the other ones?
Yes, so completely new cast. So we've got Elizabeth Banks in there. She actually directs the film, and she is Bosley. And then we've got Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott. They are both your angels as well, and there's an Ella Blinska. She is an angel as well. So we've got completely new angels, completely new Bosley, and we've got a pretty stellar cast going in there with that one. So, you know, Kristen Stewart, she's been in Twilight and, you know, Huntsman, Snow White and the Huntsman, and, you know, Naomi Scott, who's the other angel, she's recently been in Aladdin as Jasmine. So you've got some pretty big hitters in there, and it focuses around Charlie's Angels as being like a national corporation, I suppose. There's teams of angels everywhere now, all around the world, all having their very own Bosleys. And this focuses on this team who are saving Naomi Scott's character, who ends up being an angel, because she is a young systems engineer and she blows the whistle on a very dangerous technology. So they've been sent in to stop the technology and to protect Naomi Scott as well.
Now, Elizabeth Banks, who's in this movie, I don't know whether you've seen, you know what she looks like, but I think she's almost a dead ringer for the mother in Modern Family.
Oh, really? I can see that, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she was on telly the other day, and I thought, oh, it's the lady from Modern Family. They are so, they're almost like sisters. But Elizabeth Banks, very lovely lady, and in the interview she was talking about this movie. Now, originally in the TV series, Bosley was a bloke.
Yes, so it's nice to have female power in there.
And she's also done this project with Reese Witherspoon. Her and Elizabeth and her are executive producers on the movie. And one of the things that really attracted her to the project was that giving power back to women in some of these movies, instead of Bosley being a bloke and he's the powerful one, she wanted to sort of show the movie where women have the power as well, which I think is great.
I love it. I think it's going to be a great action film.
Terrific. What's the second one off the rank?
Now, the second one is Ford versus Ferrari.
What?
Ford v Ferrari.
I thought it was Ford versus Holden.
I know, but no. Ford versus Ferrari originally. So
okay.
It stars Matt Damon and Christian Bale, so massive, you know, top billing hitters in this film. And it's about the remarkable true story about two 20th century mavericks, I suppose you'd call them, who joined forces and rocked the racing world. So it chronicles their relationship between the two of them and how they battled, you know, corporate interference, the laws of physics, and their own personal issues to build the revolutionary race car for Ford Motor Company and take on, obviously, dominating race cars, Ferrari, which was winning everything. So it's about them coming together and building, you know, a physics-defying car that wins in, I think it's Le Mans in France. Le Mans? Le Mans?
Le Mans? Le Mans?
Le Mans?
Yep.
Yep, in 1966. So it follows a true story.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. So petrol heads, you know where to go to see this movie. And I mean, even non-petrol heads, that movie would interest me because I'm not a petrol head, but I love the Ferrari and the beautiful machinery that is.
I completely agree. Not a petrolhead myself, but to me that film looks really interesting.
Absolutely. All right, they're the two releases for today, being Thursday. Now, what else is still showing at event?
Now, we still have Last Christmas, Terminator Dark Fate, Joker, Stephen King's Doctor Sleep is still out, Maleficent 2 and Zombieland 2 as well. And I just wanted to do a quick shout out as well. This weekend is our last weekend for Sunday sessions after 5 p.m. You can get $8 tickets.
Mm.
So last weekend for it, if you want a bit of a cheaper ticket, maybe have dinner and then see an $8 movie before you head back up to Fort Douglas.
Oh, good value there. And Joker's still going strongly by the look of
it. Still going strongly, still got quite a few sessions of that one.
Beautiful, beautiful. Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. Thank you very much, April. We'll check with you again next Thursday.
All right, thanks. Bye.